Are you ready for some high adventure? Coming up next on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
I wasn't expecting Daddy's release to be orchestrated so soon.
I suspect that after spending time in the Latumus penal colony, he had had enough.
Hey, I see you're already here.
I wouldn't miss this for the world. Hey, I want to thank you for including me in this room search, Mr. Perkins.
Well, this is interesting.
Hair dye.
Hongans have a rare recessive gene that causes a blue tint to their hair.
Mr. Hawk, Ed Haynes, Department of State. Your old friend, Mr. Pierman, I believe. He said to tell you hello.
Noise-canceling device.
Let's start over. Ed Haynes, IDF. We're going to get you on a MAC flight back to Andros. You'll depart tomorrow evening at 2200 hours. I've got a sat phone here for you to call home.
The skipper Sheena and I took the Mercury out for a shakedown cruise. Sheena picked up some rage chatter.
Prisoner 310? Are you sure it was 310?
I was quite concerned for your safety in the hands of that maniac Wi-Fi.
I believe he wanted me alive.
Kate, it's Dad.
And now, episode 60, Family Reunion.
I know it's him. They said a man who's been missing for 5 years turned himself into the U.S. Embassy, claiming he'd been held in a Turkish prison.
Kelly, calm down. We can't be sure that man is Daddy. He went missing in Heidelberg, not Turkey.
The news said the man was a former law enforcement officer. It has to be Dad.
Listen, if it's really him, the State Department will contact us. Until then, don't get your hopes up. I want it to be him just as much as you do, but we need to wait for confirmation. Have you told the kids yet?
No, they're still in school. I just heard it on the news.
Well, let's be sensible about this. I wouldn't get them too excited until we get that call. Hopefully, if it's Daddy, we'll get notification soon.
You're with Homeland Security. Can't you make some calls, pull some strings?
I'll see what I can do.
I know you can do it, sis. Call me as soon as you hear anything.
I promise. In the meantime, hold off on telling anybody. There's no use in getting people's hopes up, and it turns out to be somebody else.
All right, but I know it's him.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Everything okay?
Pierman's leak came across the news and Kelly heard it.
I didn't think he released a name yet.
He didn't, but my sister's convinced it's Daddy. And she won't back down until it's proven either way.
Well, I don't see any harm in that. She has to find out eventually.
That I'm not worried about. This is just the beginning. She'll want to know what he was doing in Turkey, all about prison life, how he was released, everything.
Everything?
You don't know Kelly. She has to get to the bottom of everything. If she smells something fishy, she's going to dig and dig.
And you think she'll eventually discover the truth about your dad?
Yes, and then me.
Horace was one of our best agents. He's been fully briefed by Haynes. He has a whole backstory to cover his absence, his life in prison, everything. Remember, your dad was actually in a prison, so I'm sure he can fully relate his story to her.
Let's hope so. If not, you may be looking at another Hawk in the IDF.
Let's cross that bridge when we come to it. In the meantime, here is your invitation to the reception this evening at the Chinese Embassy. I take it you'll be attending alone?
I work better that way.
We can assign an agent to pose as your escort.
That won't be necessary, Ms. O'Neill. He'd probably just get in my way. I'm going there as a representative of the regional Sino-Diplomatic Office. So, flying solo shouldn't raise any red flags. No pun intended.
Very well, but I'd be more comfortable if you would wear a wire. It'll be on a frequency only we can detect. We'll have IDF personnel monitoring. Before you leave today, stop by my office and we'll fit you with one. Don't worry about your sister so much. We have enough agents in the right places to throw her off track, should she decide to pursue the matter of your father's true identity.
So, Nate, you said that you were able to intercept these rage transmissions about 310 on one of your shakedown cruises.
Yeah, why?
Well, the provost marshal gave me access to his mainframe earlier today, and I chatted with Robo-4.
How is old George anyway?
Cold and logical, like this ale. You know, but seriously, he said that he had not been able to intercept any Rage transmissions about Prisoner 310. How were you able to do it?
That's Sheena's department.
A cloaked frequency.
Cloaked? You mean something like scrambled or encrypted?
No, like cloaked. The transmissions are simulcast with other transmissions that are in the clear. If you're monitoring their frequencies, all you would hear would be in the clear transmissions.
So you have a way of monitoring the cloak transmission?
Yes, our comm devices can filter out the clear signal and access the cloaked one.
Need I ask why a freighter would need such sophisticated radio equipment?
I think you get the picture, Jim. Rage patrols aren't above pirating a cargo vessel. It keeps us a step ahead of them.
So, does the IDF cloak their signals?
Now, why on earth would we need to hide from the IDF?
I have no idea.
Well, 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 if this isn't a Motley Crue.
A heavy metal reference?
Heavy metal crew.
What are you babbling about?
Heavy metal, Motley Crue, the Mercury. Get it? Mercury, heavy metal, we're the crew.
Get it? One more glass of this fermented wombat milk and you'll get this.
All right, Sheena, retract your mating clause. Much as you'd enjoy a good evisceration, I need him.
Gee, thanks, Cap.
So how goes the investigation with our man Gleason?
Well, we found hair dye in his apartment. Perkins seems to think that it might be to conceal his blue hair.
Which would prove that he's a low-life Hongan and not one of us. You don't need any tests, Barnes. I can smell a Hongan a light year away. I'm telling you, just give me 5 minutes with him and you'll have all your answers.
As much as I'd like that... We have to let justice take its course.
Justice? This is justice. After you talk to him, let me have a swipe at him.
Hey, I thought I told you to retract that thing. You might want to consider that your last glass, too.
I second that. Nothing worse than an out-of-control female Jubot.
Oh, I'm not that bad, first mate. After all, I let you live in the safe room when all seemed lost.
Now, we're joking aside... We'll resolve this issue with Gleason soon enough. In the meantime, we need to find out about this prisoner 310. Who is he? And why is Rage so interested in him?
And I need to haul cargo. I'm not making any money just sitting here.
Look, Cap, with the Muncie Act enacted, we'd be lucky to get a load of fireflies.
There are flies that emit fire? Sounds delicious.
No. It's an animal that we have on Earth. It just glows in the dark.
Yeah, they even made a movie about them. I don't remember any glowing insects in it.
Are there any on the menu? I'd love a hot appetizer.
Come on, Sheena. I think you've hit your limit. I got some nice spiky pickled tadpoles back on the ship.
In red hot sauce?
Your favorite kind. We'll keep an ear out for any additional chatter. Come on, Nate. Let's get Chatty Cathy back on the ship before she eats the help.
All right. I'll catch up with you later.
Hey, boss. Who's Cathy?
Professor Lin, I presume.
Who or what are you?
I'm your host, Lord Zokar.
Lord of what?
I am second to the Supreme Controller. On his behalf, may I say, welcome to Latumus.
No, you may or not. I'm a citizen of People's Republic of China. I demand you return me to the Chinese embassy immediately.
Professor, I know this is difficult for you. Do you know where you are?
Only that I was shot by some strange weapon, thrown into a noisy box, then aboard some vessel for nearly 2 days.
We regret your wound. It would not have been necessary if you had cooperated with our people.
Those servants from the restaurant.
Highly trained operatives posing as servants. They had been in place for 2 years while we searched your planet for the right scientist to assist in our project.
My planet? What do you mean, am I a planet?
Look at me, Professor. Look at my men here. Do we look like people from your planet?
It's a time of celebration for my people. I thought they were in costume. There's also a great science fiction convention in Washington, D.C. Many people come dressed in costume, creatures of all sorts, but... You are real.
What you see is what I am, Professor, a man of science. I'm sure you're at least suspicious of the fact that life exists beyond your little blue marble in space.
I'm a man of logic and reason. binary path of yes and no, ones and zeros. This is too much.
You must come to terms with your new surroundings, Professor Lin. You have been chosen for a project that will bring great benefits to your world. You will be working with the greatest minds ever assembled. Our lead scientist is, in fact, one of your own kind. Hand in hand, you will work together with all the resources you can imagine.
And what is this great adventure for which you have taken me against my will?
An alternative energy source for your world, free to all who need it.
This sounds dangerous. For what one gives for free, one can easily take away. I see chaos.
Which is why we recruited you, sir.
You mean kidnapped?
Recruited. Recruited to design the system which will control the distribution of the energy. You'll develop the software that controls the energy source. You'll be able to code in any override and protective measures you deem necessary. I'm confident that you will elect to join us.
And if I don't?
You cannot allow yourself to pass up the scientific opportunity of a lifetime. When the task is completed, you will return knowing that free energy was made possible by your works. You could be the wealthiest man on your planet.
In my society, a man seeks not wealth for himself, but prosperity for the common good. Nonetheless, I shall think on this carefully.
In 24 of your hours, I will return. I will take you to the lab and you can meet your counterparts. Make no decision until you have met with them and have seen the facilities. In the meantime, if you should require anything, these men will be at your service.
I shall consider your proposal very carefully.
It is all I ask.
How do you read me?
Loud and clear. How me?
Loud and clear. And the video feed is good.
Kind of like this necklace. Think I can get one without a camera?
Approaching at your 10 o'clock. Embassy security.
Yep.
Good evening. I am Chow.
Good evening, Mr. Chow. I'm Kate Hogg. I'm here with the
Sino-Diplomatic Office. Yes, I know.
Ah, I see. Embassy Security. Here to make a threat assessment, Mr. Chow?
Hardly, Miss Hogg. Also, Agent Hogg of Homeland Security.
Well, I see you've done your homework, Mr. Chow. But let me assure you that I'm here primarily with the Regional Sino-Diplomatic Office. And as for the Homeland Security position, I represent the Immigration Division as a liaison between our government and your people seeking citizenship or extended visas. And I don't think anyone here tonight is looking for citizenship advice.
Enjoy yourself, Miss Hawk. And may I say, that is a stunning and unusual necklace you have on.
Oh, this? Well, I wish I could say it was mine. I had no need for fancy jewelry in my former job, Mr. Chow. I borrowed this from a dear friend. It's actually a little too ostentatious for my taste.
A display of Western excessiveness, but you wear it well. Enjoy your evening, Agent Hawk.
Thank you, Mr. Chow. I didn't like that. He seemed really suspicious of your camera here.
I think you're good. Just act normal, move around, and interact. Wait, turn to your right a little.
Hey, Kate, isn't it?
Oh, hi, Anne. From the Sino-Diplomatic Office, right?
Yes, we met in Annapolis last month with the governor's wife. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. What better place for a gathering than the Chinese Embassy? We're here in D.C.
I know, and especially during the Chinese New Year celebrations. So, did you come down from Baltimore?
No, I actually work here in D.C. now.
Well, good for you. What do you do now?
I help immigrants, mostly from China, with citizenship issues and visa applications.
That sounds wonderful. Oh, if you'll excuse me, I think my husband wants to introduce me to someone. It was nice seeing you again, Kate.
You too, Anne. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I needed to stall anyway. Head for the sushi bar to the server on the far right end.
Is he with us?
No, but take a good look at him.
The sushi chef from Zhongshan.
We have no flags on him. He's a U.S. citizen. Clean record.
I'll see what I can do. Well, you're a little far from home, Chef.
My favorite detective. So good to see you.
What are you doing here in D.C.? Couldn't they find another sushi chef any closer?
Well, as you know, we are one of the last truly authentic Chinese restaurants in Baltimore. Perhaps someone from the embassy enjoyed a good meal at my hands. Can I get you your favorite, detective?
Absolutely, chef.
Oh, many pardons, agent. I forgot you had a new position.
That's quite all right.
I think I know why you're here, Agent Hawk. Please, take this and enjoy. Return later and I will give you something that might help. Please, we are being watched.
Thank you. I've been wanting some good sushi since I left Baltimore.
Enjoy.
Well, that was promising. You better mingle for a while, just in case security has eyes on you. That sushi looks pretty good.
Time to work the crowd.
Lynn, how are you? What brings you out here?
Well, believe it or not, Agent Barnes, I have a life beyond base housing. May I join you?
Absolutely, yeah. Here, please, have a seat.
Thank you.
Certainly. So, how have you been?
Well, things haven't changed that much since you were in the office. How's the investigation going?
Well, thanks to you, Gleason's in jail. We searched his quarters and found hair dye. We're hoping it was to hide his blue hair.
Yes, that's a recessive trait for Honkins.
Oh, a couple of strands. We sent it to the lab, and with any luck, we'll have the results back well before that ancestral DNA search.
Oh, that sounds promising. Now, what's a girl need to do to quench her thirst?
Well, you just wave like this and shout, "Hey, Mike!"
First name basis with the waiters already?
Yeah, beats sitting around in a room. Not that there's anything wrong with your housing quarters. Well, what do you have?
Same as you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, the lady's having what I'm having. Irish ale, I'm impressed.
Well, in my job, I meet people from all over the galaxy. It's good to experience as much culture as you can.
Well, maybe I could tell you about the great game of baseball.
I know this game. We have a similar game. There's just a thrower, a catcher, a left and right infielder, and a left and right outfielder. We have just two bases.
So, let me see. Get this straight. Now, batter will go up from first to second and then home?
That would be silly, Agent Barnes.
Please, call me Jim.
That would be silly, Jim. The striker runs from home base to the first, then back to home base, then to second base, and back to home again.
Wait a minute now. What happens if he can only make it to first base and back?
He scores a half point, and then he goes to the runner's box. If runners pass each other, they must tag each other as they pass.
Sounds like fun.
Makes no sense to me. Grown men hitting a ball with a stick and making millions of units.
Well, some things are universal.
Thank you. Well, here's to justice.
And the American way.
The what?
Oh, sorry. And to the common good. Cheers.
Ah, it's Hawk. Did you enjoy the sushi?
Yes, Chef. It was delicious, as always.
Then you must try this. I believe you will find it very much to your liking. I gave you an extra napkin.
Thank you, Chef. It looks delicious.
I believe you will find it much better than delivery.
Thank you, Chef. Thank you very much. Are you seeing this?
It's a name, address, and a time range. Got it. Finish the sushi, wad the one napkin, and palm it.
I got this. I'll put it in my purse and pull out my compact. Security is approaching.
Well, Miss Hawk, I see you like the sushi.
Excuse me. Yes, it was quite delicious.
Please, let me take this for you.
Oh, thank you so much. It was good. And the last thing I need is something stuck in my teeth. Ah, it doesn't look too bad.
You look fine, Agent Hawk.
Well, Mr. Chow, I'm Miss Hawk with the Sino-Diplomatic Office.
Please, let me take care of this for you.
Oh, I can dispose of that. You don't need to.
I must insist.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
I certainly will. I think he's suspicious. I really wanted to look at that napkin and plate. Were you able to get anything from the other napkin?
Kate, I think you'll be headed for Baltimore tomorrow morning. This is the name of the delivery man. His address... And we're guessing the best time to catch him at home. Can't Kate. This may be the break we need.
As Kate found the lead that will solve the case of Professor Lin, will she discover Rage's plot to use Lin in the building of a death ray? And how will she deal with her sister when Horace returns home? Find out in our next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Dead Reckoning.
Help! Help! Sweet Sue has been tied to the railroad tracks. Help! Will our hero save her? Well, of course, the hero always prevails on Thriller Thursdays. I'm John Bell, the hero that rarely prevails in Bells in the Bat Free, the comedy show you can hear every Friday Follies and a bunch of Sunday showcases. Oops, looks like the hero may have been a tad late there.